Maybe you have the day off today. It is Columbus Day, unless you're in Denver or any number of a small but growing list of American cities where they're done with Columbus Day. Denver City Council voted unanimously to mark the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. It's part of a movement to honor Native Americans and recast the role that Christopher Columbus actually played some 500 years ago. Maimingwa Flying Earth is with the Denver American Indian Commission. So what's going through your head today on Denver's very first Indigenous Peoples Day?
First of all, I'm very proud. I myself am Lakota. I feel proud that people are beginning to talk about what that means to be an Indigenous person. I think the residents of the city of Denver probably remember that not so long ago, there was a pretty forceful clash between those who support Columbus Day and those who don't. I think today marks a victory in some sense that education and knowledge has taken hold in our city and that we can change this narrative into something that honors and recognizes the contributions of Indigenous people. I, for one, am very proud that my daughter will have that as part of her experience growing up in a city that recognizes Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is an observance, but not an official day off. Does that take away some of the impact of what Indigenous Peoples Day could actually mean?
I don't think so. It's a gesture. It's symbolic. The movement to transform Columbus Day really is rooted in this idea that we do not like, you know, the celebration of Columbus. History is, you know, told from the perspective of the victor, and in our case, the conqueror, and colonial perspectives of our history does not work for us because it's wrong. And what Columbus Day sort of represents in that is just this misunderstanding of what Indigenous people have endured and continue to endure.
Now, when the Denver City Council voted to approve the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, they highlighted the fact that Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes used land and rivers around Denver for encampments. Today, what are the most active American Indian communities in Denver? Would you say they're flourishing?
I would say they're absolutely flourishing. There are currently over 100 tribes that are represented in Denver. People have come from other parts of the country and made Denver their home. I really see Denver as a hub for Native people now.
You mentioned your daughter earlier. For you personally, Maimingwa, how will you explain this day to your daughter, and what is she doing today?
Today, like any other day, we go about our day and we find ways to express our pride in being Indigenous. I hope that today will become a way for us to further educate our community, that we are still here, that we are thriving, that we are a resilient community. We have lots of history to correct, to reteach and relearn. You know, as examples, my home community in Standing Rock is fighting against a pipeline. So there's environmental justice issues that are very real and are still happening where Indigenous way of life, land, is being threatened by big oil. I think that's just one of the many issues that Indigenous people still face that still need to be discussed and talked about. And I hope that today will be a way that we can start those conversations.
Maimingwa Flying Earth with the Denver American Indian Commission. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.